yesterday doesn't care about today's game. So yeah. I don't, my second at bat doesn't care about my first at bat. So like, we won the game on a walk off. It's over, to be honest. I mean, it's like that movie, Moneyball. Like, Billy Bean says that, Brad Pitt says that. It doesn't matter how good of a season if you don't win the last game of the season, you know, which is the last game of the World Series. So like, that's, I literally think like that. I've always think like that.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Straight A's. Today I'm joined by A's center fielder Ramon Laureano. We discuss his superstitions, relationship with manager Bob Melvin, and his game mentality. With that, here's Ramon. Hello everyone, welcome to Straight A's. I'm joined by Ramon Laureano. Ramon, thank you for joining me.
Oh yeah, anytime.
How are you feeling? It's not been 50 games yet in the season. You only had 60 games last year. How does it feel to finally have a full season of games back on the slate?
I mean, it just feels normal. Yeah, I mean, all around, you know, mentally, physically, it feels normal season. And yeah, I'm happy with it.
People might not know what you guys have to go through before every game and in traveling. How much different is it now in this season than it was last year when you were just getting used to all the new rhythm of the season and the protocols?
I mean, I just enjoy it, you know, going to different ballparks, different cities instead of the West Coast, you know,
yeah.
the same ballparks that we've been going every year, you know, I mean, like three times a year, you know, like Anaheim, Seattle, and, you know, vice versa. But going to other ballparks and seeing their fan base, the fans are huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge point right there. And then, yeah, I mean, but all around, it feels normal, you know, to like knowing that you have the whole, 6 months of the season of baseball, no, a month and a half.
Yeah.
And you're like panicking all the time. You go over.
Yeah. It's, how much did you, I know it's, you don't want, like when we were talking to you guys last year, we didn't want to, it seemed like you guys were clear about you weren't putting pressure on yourself. And, you know, it's, even though you had a very small, runway to work with into the postseason, how, in retrospect, how do you look at the way that you maybe might have put pressure on yourself in those 60 games to produce, and how much did you overthink maybe an 0 for game?
I mean, it's not, I can't say overthink. It's just kind of like sometimes when hitters make adjustments, like you make adjustment on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you want to stick to it until the good habits kick in and like, they go stretch kick in into like, let's say Saturday. I mean, at least I do. And then like, but like I do that and I'm like, it's the end of the season, you know? So
right. It's
just harder to make adjustments like that. And obviously competing, you know, you have to like, you know, you can't be sacrificing a batch. You have to compete for the team and, you know, move the runner, hit it to right field or whatever, but little things like that. So you have more time to build up. Like your rhythm and stuff, going month to month, but this time it was week to week, and like baseball, I treat it as a marathon, not a sprint. So in all aspects, and so it was pretty different. Yeah.
Did you feel like you found yourself making more adjustments to make sure that you were making the right adjustments in time?
Last season.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean I didn't.
Same amount.
No, I just didn't, nothing really clicked. I mean, just try to change things and nothing really clicked. I think the last game of the season, which was the playoff, I changed something and I guess it worked pretty good. But it was too late, to be honest.
What, this might seem like a stupid question. How many adjustments do you make, would you say, or how often do you make adjustments in the cage or with coaches?
No, that's not a stupid question. I mean, I mean, I can make adjustments of, like, for example, like, I need to drink more water today. It's just like tiny adjustments. Like, nobody's gonna sleep more than me the next 2 days, for example, like, because I want to feel ready to go for the day game, you know. So, like, just like tiny adjustments. It's not, it doesn't have to be like heating adjustment, you know. So, like, I'm gonna eat a lot, you know, keep my weight up. I don't want to talk to nobody today because I don't want to waste energy, for example. Because, you know, talking too is a lot of energy. So, or like, I'm not going to curse out the umpire to not waste energy mentally, you know. So, like, things like that. That's the little adjustments that I made, yeah. I mean, but nothing like crazy. I mean, well, I'm making adjustments every single day, but nothing like crazy.
Do you find that the adjustments you make are more mental as opposed to mechanical?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just everything mental. Hopefully not mechanical.
When do you or how do you decide to do something like drink more water today? And how do you come up with the mental adjustments that you want to make?
Yeah, so like, for example, like I've been doing pretty poorly on day games compared to night games, for example, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I'm running low on energy on day games. So why is that? So I'm not sleeping alone like 8 or 9 hours. So because I just waking up panicking that I'm going to miss my alarm. So I'm paranoid all the time that I'm sleeping the day game. So I just decided to, like, you know, today I'm going to sleep. I'm going to take a nap again and after practice. And then the next day I'm going to do the same thing. And then take a nap after practice, and then we'll see how it goes on the day game. Hopefully I have plenty of energy. And yeah, I mean, it's just like those tiny adjustments like that. But I'm doing that this series, you know, or this homestand, you know, because it's just the jet lag, you know, all the time that we go to the East Coast and or whatever, and like little things like that. I mean,
yeah,
no mechanical. I mean, hopefully no mechanicals, to be honest with you.
I think maybe that's a, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm done.
I was going to say, I think that can be a misconception sometimes, because when you guys say that you're making adjustments, maybe people don't realize that it could be as simple as just drinking more water or getting a few more hours of sleep.
That's me, yeah. Or like, yeah, just... just little, super little things, you know, or like parking in a different parking spot. That might be the adjustment, like that, you know, we get a little luck and like, yeah, like just tiny, tiny things.
Are you pretty superstitious?
This year I've been pretty superstitious, yeah. I try not to get caught up because it's tough, but it's just baseball mentality. You know how it works.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable sharing any of the superstitions, or are they still sort of locked in your head?
I put a cone on my parking spot the other day because I had to last homestand. I mean, we were winning and things were going pretty good. So, well, then I threw that out the window and now I'm kind of like searching for one.
Why a cone? So that no one would park there?
Yeah.
Did someone park in your spot before?
My fires.
Did you talk to him or just decide that a cone would be a better way to just claim
spot?
We
just made eye contact and we understood. Yeah.
Gotcha. He understood not to park there again.
We just talked through our eyes and yeah.
Was it through the car windows or was it after you guys parked?
No, after we parked in the locker room.
Okay, gotcha. So sort of an unspoken.
He understood it, yeah.
He understood that he messed up.
Well, he didn't mess up. He just didn't know. It's like, that's the thing. Like, you can't be talking about it. You're just going to like, hey, you know, like with the eyes, you know.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You still had to do the cone just to make sure that the unspoken.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Had to go correct, the extra superstition, get the cone down there. And you have to make sure no one else is parking there.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
That's I wanted to talk to you about Bob Melvin, who is also very superstitious and sort of a known thing. He doesn't share his superstitions with us. Little things like, I think he shared that a parking spot is a big, is something that he goes back to a lot. He has to eat certain colored candies, I think. I think that's one that he's mentioned before. But I know that you talk to Bob a lot, and he's mentioned that you're in his office a lot, just asking him a lot of questions. So I want to know how that your relationship with Bob Melvin is and what kind of mentor he's been for you.
I mean, I learn every day, even if I don't talk to him, about that, the actions he does in the game, like he, you know, little things, you know, like why will he bring this this ex pitcher, you know, in this situation, and like things like that. And I learn, like, I mean, the guy is so smart, you know, and obviously he has so many years in the game, play with so many, manage great players, play with great players, you know, so little things, he's been in the World Series, so like little things like that, you know, for me is important. I mean, I'm curious, you know, so I ask him a bunch of questions, and yeah, I mean, he's been super important in my, you know, my little time here in the big leagues, just with the confidence that he has given me. So yeah.
What in particular, if you can explain it, and maybe it's not something you can explain in a few words, but what kind of things has he been able to say to you that's given you confidence?
I mean, I can't share them all, but like, just, you know, like, just go out there and play, you know, have fun, be you. That's all. Yeah. Just be you. Yeah. Just be myself. I know the game enough to, you know, pick my spots.
Yeah.
So you just trust in me. And yeah, I like that. I appreciate that.
How do you feel like it feels like so long because the pandemic felt like it's taken a few years off our life, but how do you feel like you've grown as a player since you've come up?
I think it's hard because I feel like I'm learning every day. I mean, I'm going to keep learning to the day that I'm gone, but it's just, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It's hard, you know? I mean, I keep learning every single day, and like, I feel like I haven't even got to a point where I can be like, you know, like, okay, that's it. But it's a tough question, you know, but especially for me at least.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to be too open too, so that's why. I mean, it's just like the expectation that I put. So like, I'm not even close to that stuff, like to that line. So it's a tough one, to be honest. But I mean, obviously you can say, you know, adjustments here and there. I mean, how the game is going, but the way that I want to be as a hitter, or a player, you know, it's just more complete. I mean, more complete, getting better all around, you know, maybe getting better. Not there yet, but getting better. Like, defense, running, hitting, stuff like that.
Yeah. I feel like when we talk to you after games or before games, some people, or sometimes we ask you about milestones, like, is it a goal to make the All-Star game? Is it a goal to do this and that? And you always are consistent with your answer, which is you see every day as a goal, like getting better every day is a goal, and you live more in the present. Do you feel like having that mentality is sort of defines you as a player? Do you think about milestones at all? Or is it really just about your milestone is each day?
Yeah. I mean, when we're a kid, you know, we dream about all these milestones, you know, but right now that I'm in the moment, I'm in here in the big leagues, when you're not here, you just want to make it. And when you're here, it's just kind of like, you know, there's so much going on. It's too much going on here. So the only thing is just take it. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the game. I don't care about what happened yesterday. Even if we win or lose, it doesn't matter. Yesterday doesn't care about today's game. So I don't, my second at bat doesn't care about my first at bat. So like, I see it like that. Like, I mean, we won the game on a walk-off. It's over, to be honest. I mean, it's like that movie, Moneyball. Like, Billy Bean says that. Brad Pitt says that. what is it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good of a season if you don't win the last game of the season, you know, which is the last game of the World Series. So, like, that's – I literally think like that. I've always think like that. So, since, like, I was a kid, so, like, it's crazy. But, yeah, that's how I think all the time. Like, you know, just, yeah, like that.
You said you've thought like that since you were a kid. I feel like kids don't think like that. They think about, you know, wanting to grow up and wanting to, you know, take big steps. How did you settle into that mentality when you were a kid?
I really don't know. I think I told my mom, I told my dad in the car one day, and like, yeah, like we won a tournament and we had like another tournament the next week. And I'm like, that who cares? Like, we gotta win this. And like, I remember he told me that like a year ago. I'm like, well, I guess I had that since a long time ago. So yeah, I mean, and like, it's always running through my mind like that too. So
I want to ask you about hitting a little bit. There's been a couple no hitters just league wide. And it's not many balls are being put in play generally. Just from what we talked about with some of your teammates, it seems like spin rate is a big reason why hitting is a hard thing, obviously. But it seems like it's getting a little harder because of spin rate and the way that guys are throwing now. What can you do, or what have you been doing as a hitter to prepare for the way that pitching has evolved?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it's a good question, but it's a long answer, to be honest. I can share so much, but I think simple, like, just be on playing with the ball early, so you work for it in the cage and in the off season and this and that, you know, and then you minimize it in the game and you trust your work, and then you just, you know, you just make it simple, you know, like something right down the middle, whatever, and just use hands. And like, everybody's thinking so much mechanics, especially nowadays, that, you know, we're going too crazy about hitting instead of like how we actually we've been growing up, which, like, we're here in the big league, so that means we're great, we have great talent and great skills, so let's just use our eyes and hands, you know. So instead of like using legs and lower back and stuff like that, like, I think that's why the game is, as a hitter, it's more complicated now. I mean, we do a fantastic job here, Darren and Emar and Eric Martin, of, like, you know, making things simple. But that's what I see, you know, a lot of movement instead of just, like, you know, there's just less movement, short to the ball, you know, because these guys are throwing, you know, 90, the 90s now, that whenever somebody throws 90, which I don't even remember somebody throwing 90, is their spin rate is like super high. So it's like it makes it heavier, the fastball.
Yeah.
So it's heavier than before. And at the same time, some curveballs nowadays are just like from the moon to the earth, you know, like, it's just so big. I don't even think it's like 12-6, like they call it. I think it just kind of like
just drops.
It's just, I don't even know what it is. It's just something different that they throw nowadays. But it's just like, you know, just say, screw it, you know, I'm just going to go out there and swing. I like it, I swing. I don't like it, I don't swing. And just simple. Can be, yeah, can be complicated too much. But to answer your question, which I haven't still, it just... Oh, I did?
You did. But if you have more, I'd love to hear it.
I mean, it just, man, I mean, just make it simple, you know, just make it, see the ball, hit it where it's pitched. That's all. Hands to the ball. It's simple.
Something that Darren Bush said was that it's about eliminating pitches, which I maybe seems like a way of what you're saying, which is you're just waiting for, you know what you want, you know what you're looking for. So why do anything unless you get the pitch that you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. And like, yeah, sometimes stuff depending the pitcher, depending how the pitches are moving. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how to do that. So some other guys do, but yeah, I don't know how to do that. I like it. I swing. I don't. That's it. I just gotta be early and hands to the ball. I mean, that's it.
There's someone like Rich Hill. I'm just trying to think of, or Charlie Morton, or someone who has been able to sort of redefine their careers, and you've seen them quite a bit. Is that the type of curveball that you're talking about, where it's just like, how is that curveball so heavy? How is it moving like that?
It's just, they're like a 70. I don't know Charlie Morton that much, but mm-hmm. Rich Hill and some other guys, like, it's just their pitches, you know, their curveball. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about curveball, right?
Yeah.
So they look like they're going to come to you faster, like fast, but they're actually very loopy. And like, they're like a 71, 69, 73, mm-hmm. 4. But they look like they're going to come in way faster. So the ball just spins harder. And it just kind of like, it's like God is blowing it. Like it gets here and then God is blowing it that way, like that. And then you're like, oh, wow. Huh. What was that?
So it kind of changes speeds or something.
It's hard when it looks a little harder when you're at the box than watching the game.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, it looks hard from, yeah. It looks difficult, obviously, from from our perspective. But
yeah, so like I'm 5'10", right? The ball is like 12 feet there, and then I'm like down here, and then it comes down, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So like, and then it goes to the dirt. So I'm like, whoa, what was that?
It looks, I don't know how to explain this, but from our perspective, it looks more difficult. So I can only imagine what it looks like from your perspective. Like the way that Matt Chapman explained it, like a fastball with a good spin rate, is that obviously you think it's going to be here and then it ends up, you know, up here. So yeah, he's thinking like do I, yeah, go ahead.
It's like here, and then this is the hitter, mm-hmm. and the ball, right? Mm-hmm. You think it's going to keep going straight line, but it goes actually like this.
Yeah.
It just goes up like that.
Right.
So, I mean, you just practice, like I said, at the end of, like, it just practice in the case, make adjustment. How can I make it as game as possible, you know? Just, you
right.
know. Find a way to make it as your practice as game as possible. I think that's key right there.
What's some of the most difficult pitches or pitchers that you face this year that you're just like, this dude is, I don't even know how I'm keeping track of the ball.
Richards from the Red Sox, he's curveball. Mm. I think it's like the highest spin rate in baseball. So yeah, I mean him. That curveball, mm-hmm. I hope he knows it after this podcast. I mean, I don't care, but
I think he has a good idea.
What happened?
I said I think he probably knows that he has a good spin rate. Hopefully, unless
yeah, he knows he has the best. He's actually the best spin rate.
Yeah.
In baseball, in that curveball, and the other guy is Trevor Bauer, and it's not even close to him, which is funny, but. But I mean, it's just like different pitches from each individual. It's not like one guy that I'm like, wow, all his pitches are. They can be plus, all of them, but like specifically, I might see it easily, you know, than like any other hitter, you know? But I mean, there's some changeups that are really good, you know. And fastball is just whatever. Everybody's just throwing this spin rate fastball. So, yeah, I mean, there's some guys I really don't know. I just don't want to give them a lot of credit, you know. So that's why I really don't.
Sure.
For me, if it's hard, like, I don't, I mean, I can't do nothing about it. It's hard. I just got to step anyway. I got to step up in the play and just think positive and do damage.
Yeah. What do you think about how the team is going so far? I mean, like, we can get into the whole nitpicking pitchers and all the spin rates and all that stuff, but what do you think about the way that you guys have been able to put together wins this year?
I think we're good. I mean, we feel like we have a great team, you know. We still got to, you know, come together. We're coming together little by little. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a long season. We always get, like, hot. And, like, in June, July, you know, that's how we always gotten hot. So I'm not worried about it. I mean, I'm very optimistic. But hey, we're good, you know, all around. Our defense, I heard like a couple days ago that it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know that number. I don't really pay attention to that. I feel like it's better than it's ever been, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but like, our bullpen is great. I mean, we've been, you know, we have some great guys. Our starters are getting better each start, you know, and learning. And us as a hitter, we keep learning, you know, we're still learning. We're coming together. We're a little bit more experienced every year. It's good. I mean, we were pretty plus all around, so that's good.
One last question. What TV show have you been binging lately?
I'm watching Modern Family right now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
From the beginning? Family.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Have you seen it before?
No.
I haven't either. Time. Is it good?
I'm in like season 4 right now, because it's a long show, so it's good for the season.
Yeah.
Because on the plane I watched that, and in the hotel after the games I watch it, just to like get my mind off baseball.
Yeah. From what I see, it's a good mindless, like, you can kind of fall asleep to it, and it's, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's light. Yeah. Light is a light one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much thinking going on. You just laugh and laugh.
Yeah, it's funny too.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I like it.
Well, thank you so much, Ramon, for joining the podcast. It was a pleasure to hear your thoughts.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to Ramon Laureano for joining the show. You can follow my A's coverage all season long at San Jose Mercury News and on Twitter @ Shana Rubin. Till next time.